This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wanted to get your thoughts in terms of how those closures here might be impactful on the West New York community.
Well, first off, there's every employee who's losing their jobs. I feel for them. They're all losing their positions. Rite Aid has locations all across Western New York, many in the city of Buffalo, city of Lackawanna, all the suburbs. And this is going to hurt individuals who relied on that for their prescriptions or just for general shopping. It's not a good thing. I mean, it's not a local issue, as you noted. It's a national issue. But unfortunately, they're closing, and as a result of it, thousands of people nationwide, hundreds or more in Erie County alone, will lose their positions, which is a terrible thing to have to go through. And it's going to hurt our ability to ensure that we have a healthy community, because they're primary provider for a lot of folks for their prescriptions, as well as other goods.
How will the closure impact the ability for people in the community to be able to get the medications that they may need on a regular basis if they went through a pharmacy that was through Rite Aid?
Well, I think the first thing they need to do is they need to automatically be shifting their pharmacy to one that is nearby their house, hopefully, as well as one that's we're not worried about closing. And there are lots of other pharmacies that exist out there. But there has been a lot of contraction in the pharmacy market over the last 20 years. Just used to see all these small little pharmacies, and there's hardly any of those anymore. Now you primarily see them in large big box stores. You'll see them in a Walmart. You'll see them in a Target. You also see them in the supermarkets like Wegmans and Tops. And then the other ones that do exist, Walgreens and CVS. But it's a lot less pharmacies than we've had in the past. And now with the loss of Rite Aid, that's many more that are taken out of the chain, so to speak. And it's going to make it tougher, or maybe if not tougher, just more inconvenient for individuals who relied on it in the past.
Do you feel that it might be a concern of potential overload for some of these other pharmacies, of people trying to flood for them, and maybe the availability of medication kind of being at a concerning need?
I'm not so much concerned with that. I think some of the individuals who lost their positions will probably get picked up by these other pharmacies, because they're going to receive many more now prescriptions than they did in the past. I don't think it'll cause a slowdown. And there's other avenues to receive pharmaceuticals now, even include through the mail. But it's going to have an issue. It's going to take some time to kind of work its way out.
What about all those vacant spaces that are now going to come about? I mean, that kind of brings up an issue for some of these communities that had that. Now it's another vacant space that, you know, looking for somebody to fill.
Yeah, that is a concern, because they're fairly decent-sized buildings. They're not small, because it's not just the pharmacy that was located in Rite Aid. It was a store itself. So there's a lot of communities that relied on that for more than just pharmaceuticals. It also relied on it for just general food and other types of products. So it is a concern, because it's going to impact the tax base. Of course, when you close those buildings, the value of the building is much less. I'm hopeful that the owners of those buildings and the developers will be able to find other types of businesses to go in there. But we've also seen at the same time a lot of closures of Family Dollars, some of the Dollar Generals. And so there's a lot of more of these big, mini, or like medium-sized box, not big box, but medium-sized box facilities that are closing. They have nothing to do with our market. It's all nationwide issues. And in some of these communities, you could have a Dollar General that just closed right next to a Rite Aid that's closed. So what was 3 months ago an active retail area is now vacant, and that is a big concern.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.